Hello, we're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, this is Kimberly Mathers.
This is the Kimberly Mathers?
Yes, it is.
How do we know it's really her?
Well, that's my cousin Jennifer sitting in the studio with you right now.
Kimberly Mathers. How are you, Kimberly?
Well, I was good this morning until I turned on the radio.
So she hadn't told you?
No, she hadn't told me.
So what do you have to say to all the things that she's said about you in this tell-all book?
Oh, what do I have to say? First and foremost, she wants to talk about how I'm a family wrecker. Let's talk about how she wrecked her family, how she dates her aunt ex-husband, and does that, and how she was a swinger, and she was the one all over guys, and the real reason that she stopped talking to me is because I wouldn't have sex with her and her husband.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Is that true?
Yeah, it's true. When we went down to Cancun, we stayed at a swingers hotel that they set up because that's what they were. And they tried to get me to go back to the room with them, and that was the last time that we stopped talking because I said I couldn't do it.
Wow.
And then did you feel like she wasn't fit to watch Haley anymore?
I had no problem with her being around my daughter. If her and Marshall had some romantic involvement and their friendship ended and now our friends can't be friends, that's between them. That has nothing to do with me.
Now, you realize you're on the radio right now, right?
Well, that's fine.
So you're fine with telling this?
Yeah, that's fine.
So your comeback to her book, The Clean Out My Closet, is the fact that this woman's got more in her closet.
The fact of the matter of her writing this book is she's mad because she tried to get with Marshall. Marshall didn't want to see her in that way, and because Marshall cut off ties with her, she's pissed. She left her husband for him.
Wow.
Now, she says that Eminem, that Marshall, doesn't want to be part of her life anymore because you're back in Marshall's life. Are you and Marshall back together?
No, Marshall and I are back together. We have a friendly relationship because of our daughter, and that's it.
Okay, so then she's wrong on that account, then.
Yeah, she's very wrong.
And this is family. I mean, this is like soap opera city right now. I mean, they can't.
It is family, and for her, it's really, I can't understand it. I don't even believe that she would do this.
Kim Mathers is on with us right now.
She has a whole chapter called Kim, the Thorn in Marshall's Side, and she really depicts you as someone who fights both in public and private and trying to just fill your pocketbook. So, I mean, obviously there's a great dispute here between you and her, but can you kind of fill us in on where you stand with Marshall now and kind of paint a picture for us of what your relationship is? Because it's obvious that you have a lot to argue with our guest.
Me and Marshall have been through a lot over the past year and a half. We put it all behind us. We're really good friends now, closer than we probably ever were. We're not romantically involved, and I said that we're good friends. We are for our daughter. She's happy to see us get along instead of us fighting.
Kim, are you going to go see 8 Mile?
Yes, I am.
How involved with the production? Did they ask you for any input, or did he kind of make it without your input?
No input at all. They had wrote the script. I don't think really Marshall had a lot to do with the writing of it. They handed him the script and asked him if he wanted to play it.
Are you worried about the way you're going to be depicted?
No, not at all.
So you're going to be fine with everything then?
Perfectly fine. I don't think I look anything like Brittany Murphy, for one thing.
She's pretty hot, huh?
To each his own, I guess. I don't know.
Hey, what about Kim Basinger playing Marshall's mom?
Marshall's mom is the worst person I can't believe they found such a beautiful woman to play his mother. That's all I have to say about that.
We thought the same thing.
Hey, Kim, so Kim Mathers listens to the Mojo in the Morning show?
Every morning.
Kim, why don't you call us more often?
I can never get through on your guys' line. I swear to everything holy.
Well, we'll give you a personal line because we want you to be able to get through to us in case we ever say something that you feel is not true.
All right. It's a guarantee. I will call. Be the first person calling.
All right. Bye-bye, Kim.